And again I acknowledge the dear friends and family who continue to encourage me in this pleasant, if quixotic, quest of writing a new mystery to correspond to every story in the original canon. Chapter 1. Murder in the Orient, Expressed. Oh, to be in England now that April's there. The above lines are utter nonsense, penned by one of our pampered, whinging poets as he cavorted in sunny Italy. The only way that April can ever be said to be pleasant in England is by comparison with the months of January, February, and March, which are consistently cold, damp, and beastly miserable, and thus marginally worse than April. The only way that the month of April 1905 was pleasant for Sherlock Holmes and me was that we were not in England. We were on the other side of the earth, attending to one of the most complex cases. The dangerous quest for the prized yellow ribbon, the splendid yellow kimono, and the priceless golden arrow that had ever presented itself to the mind of the world's most famous detective. For over 2 months from New Year's Day, 1905 on, the drizzle, sleet, fog...